I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has been recommending for a decade that women at risk for preeclampsia start taking low-dose aspirin when they are 12 weeks pregnant. Dr. Christopher Goodyear is here to talk about the details. Dr. Goodyear is an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology, and he's a maternal fetal medicine specialist at MUSC Women's Health. Dr. Goodyear, what is preeclampsia and who is at increased risk for this condition?
Preeclampsia is a serious pregnancy complication that involves increased blood pressure, protein in the urine, and can lead to organ damage. Individuals at risk for preeclampsia have pre-existing conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and those who have a history of preeclampsia as well. There are other risk factors, including things like age greater than 35, being overweight, and certain socio-demographic factors like Black race or low income that can also increase your risk of developing preeclampsia.
And tell us about the use of low-dose aspirin for pregnant women with increased risk for preeclampsia.
Low-dose aspirin, which is 81 milligrams, also known as a baby aspirin, has been used, as you mentioned, since the United States Preventive Task Force began recommending it for those with a history of preeclampsia. It's generally taken between 12 and 28 weeks, and optimally before 16 weeks of pregnancy to reduce the risk of the development of preeclampsia.
And how effective is this baby aspirin in helping to reduce the risk of this condition?
There have been several studies looking at this, but the best estimate is it reduces the risk of preeclampsia by approximately 10%.
And for women in this category who are then on low-dose aspirin, is it typically a safe medication for the mom and baby during pregnancy?
Yes. The trials looking at low-dose aspirin have shown no increased risks for moms or for babies in relation to taking the medication.
Does baby aspirin also reduce the risk of premature birth or any other pregnancy complications?
That's an excellent question. Unfortunately, there's no data or great studies to suggest that aspirin reduces other birth-related risks. Specifically, stillbirth and intrauterine growth restriction have been studied, and there's insufficient evidence to show that aspirin works. There's been some evidence related to preterm birth, but this has been understudied. And it's important to remember that preeclampsia can cause preterm births and growth restriction, so we mainly focus it on the reduction in preeclampsia risk as opposed to these others.
Are most women in a higher risk category of developing preeclampsia getting started with this low-dose aspirin as recommended? Is this routine now for women in that category?
It has become more routine over the recent years. The American College of OBGYN has published committee opinions, and that information is getting more and more disseminated. But it's important for patients to ask their obstetricians at the time of their first prenatal visit if they have risk factors and if they should be getting started on low-dose aspirin.
Dr. Goodyear, thanks for this information about reducing the risk of preeclampsia with low-dose aspirin.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.